Hello everyone, this is Dr. Atul Pawar and we'll be dealing with chapter 8 of utilizing the data analytics for revenue cycle optimization. Understanding what exactly data analytics is and how exactly the introduction of the data analytics into revenue cycle management would help. Data analytics plays a crucial role in healthcare finance management. It helps in understanding the patterns, trends and insights with vast amount of financial data. The data analytics optimization with revenue cycle management processes within the healthcare organization. It helps in a simpler term basically understand the financial situation with making an informed decision. Identifying the areas which would help in cost reductions and enhancing the revenue generation strategies. Understanding the data analytics. What exactly is involved into data analytics? The systematic analysis to uncover the meaningful patterns, correlations and trends. It helps to understand the healthcare provider to gain an insight into financial performance and identify the areas for improvement. Understanding the spending patterns, revenue trends and the potential for the improvement would help to understand what exactly data analytics would help you. It allows the healthcare organization to identify the profitable procedures and streamline a billing process. It is crucial for the success in managing the healthcare fitness or the finances of the healthcare provider. What exactly is the importance of healthcare data analytics into revenue cycle management? Revenue cycle encompasses various stages and the patient registration process, claims, payment collections. It improves the operational efficiency by identifying the bottlenecks and automating the workflows. It enhances revenue integrity by conducting audits and identifying the code errors. The predictive insights helps in forecasting the future trends and mitigating the financial risk. The personalized financial counseling based on patients' profiles improves the patient satisfaction and payment outcomes. What are the challenges basically and consideration in data analytics? Data is inoperable. Issues which hinders the compliance of data analysis. The data privacy concerns require compliances with regulatories like HIPAA, GDPR or any other compliances. The resources constraint may limit to invest into analytical infrastructure and skilled person. Specialized analytics skills are necessary to analyze and derive an insight of complex data sets, and the data governance basically ensures the data accuracy, reliability and accessibility to all the providers. There is transformative force for data analytics. Data analytics encompass the healthcare organization to unlock actionable insights and drive an operational efficiency. It helps in navigating complex reimbursement landscape and improve the revenue cycle like outcomes. By encompassing the data-driven decision-making, healthcare providers can deliver a high-quality cost or a cost-effective care to the patients. Data analytics represent a transformative force in revenue cycle management. It optimizes the financial performance and patient care. How exactly it used to happen before? Because of the lack of data-driven insights, there was a lack in decision making or probably delay in decision making. After implementing the data analytics into revenue cycle management, the data driven decision making has become smoothified out here. There is an inconsistency in revenue tracking, how exactly the revenues are being tracked into the healthcare system. Now it has become a streamlined revenue tracking system where each department or each vertical of a healthcare can be streamlined into a revenue tracking system and analyzed on how exactly it has been performed. Earlier, all the data has to be encountered and then manually implemented and manually thought of how exactly we would limit the revenue or how exactly we will calculate the revenue. It was time-consuming process basically. Now, due to implementation of healthcare information systems and some compliance-related issues like having data secured in an electronic health record, we're able to automate and efficient this process properly. Earlier there was limited performance visibility. Now it has enhanced the performance visibility of each doctor for that particular department. There was difficulty in identifying the revenue leakage, identifying how exactly the revenue has been tracked, or how exactly the revenue has been generated, or how exactly the revenue has been shared with different verticals. Now it has improved the revenue leakage detections and understanding of how exactly the revenue has been distributed among the various channels of the healthcare. Understanding the performance, monitoring, ensuring the organizations are running smoothly and effectively, akin to regularly checking of the machines. It helps in primordial role of performance monitoring across the sectors, guiding our organizations to meet an objective and identify the areas of improvement. It has also enhanced an operation efficiency by identifying the bottlenecks and streamlining the process by reducing the cost. There's a personalized customer care experience which is crucial and which enables the data analytics to provide insights into behaviors, performance, and fostering a loyalty and satisfaction ratio among the customers. It optimizes the resource allocations, also helps in identifying the growth opportunity, which are pivotal aspects in facilitating the data analytics. What exactly happens with integration of data analytics into performance monitoring? By tracking the important metrics, basically understanding that which are critical metrics which are at sales figures or customer satisfaction ratings or operational efficiency, helps us to understand and monitor the efficiency of all these important metrics in a definitive way. Also identifying the trends and patterns of about how the seasonal sales peak is happening, or the customer preferences are there in particular season, or how exactly guided decision making of particular disease condition or a surgical cases are being taken into consideration is helping into understanding the integration of the data analytics in a different way. Making predictions about how exactly future outcomes would be and how exactly where exactly we are supposed to be focusing as a healthcare provider is the key feature in making the predictions. Spotting the problems, understanding a vigilant guardian, alerting of anomalies like declining website traffic or surges in complaints, or enabling the proactive measures in understanding how exactly the future trend would be is the key in the data analytics metrics. Also, it helps in improving the decision making by making the choices in marketing strategies or supply chain optimizations or customer satisfaction ratio, understanding how exactly we could be empowering our choices into facilitating or training or enabling, educating the people associated with it. It also helps in integrating a performance metrics with insights of forecast and early anomaly detections. It helps in making predictions such as spotting a problem early and improving your decision making in understanding how exactly the trends are and how exactly we could counter that trends. There is a culture of innovations and creativity which could be adaptable, which could be adapted in by the use of data analytics, which would help in driving sustainability growth in the competitive landscape. There are some regulatory compliances which ensure that monitoring and adherence to the industry standards and mitigating risk to avoid penalties could be taken into consideration with the data analytics. Continuous improvement by identifying the key areas for enhancement and tracking purposes by making a strategic goals with a proper data analytics structure could be important. There are some key performance indicators for revenue cycle management. The key performance indicators are the guidelines for healthcare organizations to track the revenue cycle management. These are crucial checkpoints to indicate whether the efficiency and effectiveness of the revenue cycle management process is being taken place. These KPIs also help in identifying the required attention and improvement within the revenue cycle. This is essential for optimizing the revenue cycle and ensuring a long-term success. These measures basically are the patient satisfaction ratio, clean claim ratios, tracks of the percentage of claim processed without any errors, and a steady cash flow which has been maintained into the system. Daily accounts receivable, basically understanding how exactly the collection process are been taking place, or the denial rates at which the billing or the coding accuracy has been taking place. without affecting your revenue in a proper way. Additional KPIs would be basically collection rate, about how the effective of the patient payment collections and revenue generation are being done. Net collection rate evaluates the organization's ability to recover the revenue after adjustments and write-offs. Assessing the efficiency of revenue cycle, operations and resource utilizations. And aging of the accounts, with identifying the overdue balances for a timely payment collections. These are essential for evaluating and optimizing the revenue cycle management process. It helps in regularly tracking and analyzing of the KPIs, help to identify and improve the streamline operations. It helps in monitoring the long-term sustainability with the success in healthcare organization. The insights are basically into decision making and strategic planning with accountability and transparency within the healthcare organization. What is exactly the predictive analysis for the claim process? Understanding of the predictive analysis revolutionized the claim processing in the healthcare organization. It utilizes the historical data, statistical algorithms, and machine learning to focus whether the future events are accurately predicted. Predictive analysis uncovers the pattern and insights from past claim submission, adjudications, and payments. Just to give a small example, how exactly the a claim process of a cardiac patient would go ahead with 2D echo reporting and angiography reports which have been done, and predicting how many stents or how many procedure balloon therapies could be installed into the patient, and understanding how exactly what would be the claims which would be determined in that based on the historical data. This predictive capability enhances the efficiency as well as the accuracy of the claim process workflow. Proactively intervening of these resources allocations facilitate how the predictive analysis models could work for future models. It helps us to understand how exactly we are able to predict a particular claim in a particular duration, and helps into the decision making of the organization. Advantages of predictive analytics in claim processing. During claim processing, we have to prioritize the claim. Predicting scores assigned to the priority of the claim based on their likelihood of successful adjudication. Understanding how exactly we are prioritizing the claim. How exactly the claims with high likelihood of acceptance can be fast-tracked with optimizing the class flow management. And reduction of the claim denials. The predictive analysis helps us to understand what would be the potential risk in claim submission before the denials. And it would help in understanding or reducing the denials which would take place in further processes. It also strengthens the provider-payer relationship by understanding the administrative burdens and turnaround times which would be taken during the claim processes. The predictive analysis also helps us to understand the fraudulent activities which have been taken place, or to detect anomalous behavior which indicate the fraud. Best practice and consideration for predictive analysis implementation. The quality of the data and integrity, basically understanding the organization must prioritize the comprehensive data cleansing, normalization and validation. Data privacy and security, adherence to strengthening protocols, project sensitivity, patients and information compliance with the regulations. There has to be interactive learning and refining of predictive analysis tool or models to adapt and evaluating the industry standards. There has to be proper implementation of alignment of successful organization goals and focus on delivering tangible values. It also offers to support informed decision making and operation excellence in revenue cycle management. How exactly the predictive analysis in claim processing happens? First, the predictive analysis helps basically into understanding the fraud detections, the possible frauds which might take place during the claim processing processes. Claim severity assessment, understanding how the disease progression would happen and how the claims would be taken into consideration. Predictive modeling for claims handling. If we know the particular claim would require an enhancement or probably require a co-payment or probably might require an additional claim handling process to be implemented, that predictive model could be handled in the predictive modeling cases. personalized customer care. Understanding all these three segments of the predictive analysis of the claim, we would be able to enhance the customer care experience, and the customer could not have a burnout pocket or probably a burden of having extra claims burden into it. So predictive modeling in healthcare provides a crystal ball for financial planning. It helps to utilize the historical data, smart other algorithms to predict the future revenue. Predictive modeling is crucial for revenue forecasting in hospitals and healthcare organizations. By analyzing past financial data and predictive models and identifying the patterns, it helps to a trend of the future revenue system to be generated. There are different factors and different variables which helps in understanding or applications of the predictive modeling. Predictive modeling considers of various factors impacting revenue, such as patients' demographic, healthcare policies, and reimbursement rate. It anticipates the financial risk and opportunity. Hospitals can proactively respond to predicting revenue dips or surge in implementing cost-saving measures and exploring new revenue streams. There are different hospitals which can stimulate different scenarios to assess financial impact and identify the key drivers of revenue variability. There are predictive modeling which enables hospitals to track actual revenue against the forecasted target, ensuring financial transparency and agility. There are successful implementations of this data, basically considering for predictive modeling. Robust data analytic capabilities. Like, successfully implementing requires advanced data analytics capabilities to analyze the trends and patterns accurately. Stakeholders collaborations. Collaborating among finance, operations, and clinical teams is essential for effectively predicting the modeling. Proactive risk management. Hospitals must adopt a proactive approach for risk management by identifying the potential risk and developing a contingency plan for that. There are different dynamic approaches to financial forecasting. Understanding the predictive analytic tool with financial system, which enables the real-time monitoring and adjustment of the revenue forecast. There are value-based care delivery system, which enables the care delivery by optimizing financial performance and resource allocation in healthcare. There are different trends or patterns in the revenue cycle processes, which are introduced in a different way. Identifying these trends and patterns in revenue cycle process is a key to find out the hidden treasures in vast ocean of a data. It involves spotting recurring themes and understanding change over time to make smarter decisions. Healthcare organizations can optimize their revenue cycle process by uncovering these trends and patterns. Trends basically involves into recognizing the consistency changes in revenue related data over the time, also indicating the opportunity for growth and resource allocation. What are exactly the data analytics for identifying the trends and patterns are basically are data analytics is a primary tool for identifying the trends and patterns in revenue cycle processes. It involves analyzing larger volume of financial and operational data to uncover a meaningful insight. Those sophisticated algorithms and visualization of the techniques and organizations can identify trend and detect an anomaly, and uncover hidden patterns impacting revenue cycle could be also identified. Data analytics also enables a targeted interventions and processes which improve to the to addressing underlying issues or streamlining and operations. Predictive analytics and machine learning for future trends. Predictive analytics plays a crucial role in identifying the future trends in revenue cycle process. It leverages the historical data and statistical algorithms to forecast what the future outcomes and anticipate a change to it. It also helps in understanding how the future revenue trend based on historical patient volumes, payer mix, and economic factor would contribute into. With having all these things into place, machine learning algorithms offer an advanced capabilities for identifying the complex pattern and correlation, with enhancing an ability to detect the and respond to emerging trend in real time. Considering for successful trend and identification, this basically analytical capabilities would require a robust data for the governance. The organization must embrace a culture and a data-driven decision-making across all the organization. There has to be proper predictive, analytic and machine learning techniques which enhances the ability to detect and respond to emerging trends. By leveraging all these data analytics and predictive analytics and machine learning, healthcare organization can optimize the financial performance and improve an operational efficiency in revenue cycle management. Introduction to analyzing denials and rejections. Denials and rejections impact revenue cycle management in healthcare. Insurance refusal results in delay or lost revenue for healthcare organizations. Understanding the root cause of denials and rejection is essential for their improvement. Effective strategies can minimize their impact and enhance the revenue cycle performance. Analyzing the denials and rejection is crucial for financial stability and cash flow management. Understanding the denials and rejections basically occur due to missing the information, coding errors, or lack of medical necessity. The rejections could basically due to technical errors or like incorrect patient information or inability to have invalid insurance details. Both denials and rejections significantly impact both financial health as well as cash flow management of the healthcare organization. They have to be identified by different essential tools into revenue cycle management. Understanding of the denials and rejection leads to more effective strategies for prevention and resolution of the healthcare needs basically. How exactly the denial management process happens? After tracking the status of denial for a particular claim, there has to be a continuous follow-up with the insurance company to track the status of the claim, why exactly the denial has happened. So once the identification of the denial issue is identified for the claims, it has to be analyzed with the reason and the follow-up with the insurance company to check whether additional information is needed and is been addressed in a proper way. Once the claim is refilled with the corrected information to the insurance company and initiated with the follow-up plan, we may need to have the bill to for the secondary insurer. Once the claim has been resolved, the track status of the claim with the insurance and the follow-up claim is resolved, the files needed to be appealed and is been needed to be submitted to the insurance company again. Gathering of the data and documentation. Comprehensive data and documentation related to denied and rejected claim must be collected. This includes information on denial and rejected types, reason provided by the payers, patient's demographic, service provided or billing details. Accurate and thorough data is crucial for effective analysis and identification of these trends. Gathering comprehensive data facilities, informed decision making and targeted improvement initiative. The analysis of the denial and rejection data helps healthcare organization identify areas for process enhancement and revenue optimization. Identifying root cause. Common root cause for denials include coding errors, insufficient documentation, eligibility issues, authorization denials, and timely filling of limits. Though analysis of the claim data, documentation practice, and coding procedure is necessary to identify this root cause, understanding the root cause of denials and rejections enables the healthcare organization to implement a targeted strategies for their improvement. Addressing the underlying issues helps minimizing the denial, rejection and improving the revenue cycle efficiency and financial performance. Identifying and addressing the root cause is essential for implementing an effective denial and rejection management strategies.